Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We have a couple guests with us today, and we're pretty excited about it. Who do we have with us, Terry?
Well, we have Amy Harmon and John Sibley.
And they have something to do with a fabulous dog, yes?
A fabulous dog named Oliver.
All right.
Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Well,
good to be
Amy,
here.
Tell us a little bit about Oliver and the process you went through to find Oliver a good home.
Well, I was coming out to work, getting ready to leave my house, and I opened the door, and on the front porch was a pit bull. And I've never really worked with pit bulls, or I actually rescued pugs. And I went outside, immediately just drawn to him. He was emaciated, wagging his tail, though, and went right to him. And anyway, he was in really bad shape. He was bleeding. There were scabs all over his head. I just burst into tears, honestly. And I thought, I got to do something about this. I can't just take it to our high-kill shelter that we have here in Wichita, Kansas. So I put him in the backyard with some food and water and went to work. Came back, took some videos at lunchtime, and contacted a friend of mine who works in rescue here in town, and just asked her what to do, and she started sending out emails. I sent out emails. I posted the video and some pictures on Facebook and Twitter, through YouTube, and then the video just started getting out there, and I never knew that there were so many people that cared that much. So honestly, it was just a couple days, and I got a phone call. Well, I got a direct message on Twitter from John. And it just said, "This is John. I want to talk to you about Oliver, and here's my number." And I was like, okay. And I had a few people asking where they could send donations to, and I was just amazed. And so I gave them the PayPal account, and some funds just started coming in. I was actually very encouraged by the story of Caesar.
Caesar. Yeah,
and just followed them, and I thought, I wonder if Twitter could help Oliver, too. And named him Oliver, just a couple of days later, because that's the street where I live. So,
and it's a wonderful name.
Yes, a good name. So anyway, I called John, and I don't know, maybe he wants to take over from this point, tell his part, but we had a discussion, and he asked me if, about him, his temperament, and I wasn't quite sure how he'd do around other dogs, but he was very friendly, people friendly, didn't have a problem with no food aggression. I had my hand right in there feeding him, so there was no problem there. Very, very friendly.
Well, now, and I do want to get to John, but now after reading the post on it, because we were one of the folks that you contacted in October, and after reading the post about Oliver and finding out almost the frustrations behind trying to get some temperament testing done, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, John is the one that found the trainer to do the temperament testing. And he can better explain the story of that. He networked quite a bit to get that.
Well, all right, John, we'll switch over to you. Tell us from where you picked up talking with Amy and how the Oliver transition happened.
I was contacted. I was originally contacted again on Twitter by a third party, not by Amy, who said, "I have something that I'd really like you to take a look at. Can I have your email address?" And I sent it to them, and they sent me links to the videos that Amy had posted and to all this information about this dog. And there was just, especially viewing the videos, there was really just something about him, because he was so physically beat up and underweight and scarred, but he was so friendly. It came across on the videos that she posted what a good heart he had, and how much he really liked people, and that he was, you know, a really good dog. So I eventually called Amy, as she said, and we talked about him, and I started just trying to find a place for him, and trying to help, trying to assist in finding placement for him. And one of the things, because he did have scars on him, and, you know, and he is a pit bull, and the scars were pretty consistent with dog fighting, I thought that if we could get a professional evaluation of his temperament, that would really help figure out who could best help him, and what the best place for him would be. And I thought that would be pretty easy. And I put the word out there on a couple of pit bull chat lists and message boards and stuff like that. And I actually didn't really get back too much that was useful, which was surprising to me. I got a lot of information on dog aggression. I got a lot of lecturing. I didn't get anybody who said, yes, here's a really good person who is qualified and could do an evaluation, and that would be great. So I ended up going to the Certified Pet Dog Trainers. They have an online directory. It's a certification program for dog trainers. And we have all of our trainers at work are CPDT certified, and I'm sort of familiar with their general attitude. And I started calling people in the Wichita, Kansas area who had the certification kind of blind, and saying, this is the situation we're in, and do you think you could help with this? And I ended up finding this woman named Kelly Spencer. I ended up finding this woman named Kelly Spencer in Wichita, and she and I had a great conversation. She had a great attitude. I had every confidence that she could provide the information that I needed. And also, by this point, I was sort of kicking around in my head the idea of fostering Oliver myself. And Kelly did the evaluation. It turned out that I talked to her a lot about it, and it turned out that she and I agreed that Oliver would probably be workable in my house, and that's kind of how he ended up with me.
It's such a cool story. Now, tell me, how many other dogs do you have?
I have two. I have a spaniel mix, a mutt, and a little purebred spaniel. One of them's an ex-breeder from a puppy mill, and the other is a fear biter from a shelter in New York City.
So how is your little herd of dogs getting along now?
Well, one of my dogs, the larger one, she is not friendly to other dogs.
Okay.
And she gets along with her sister, and that's it. And we knew that going in, and so they have to be separated most of the time. However, Oliver can be crated, and he's just fine with being crated, and she's just fine with being around him when he is crated.
So it's management. How you manage your house.
Exactly. It's management. There is some contact. There's never contact without a barrier, but it is, you know, they do have some contact, and that's okay. My little 15-pound spaniel, very friendly, loves other dogs. She and Oliver have played. He's very playful. He can be a little much for a little tiny 15-pound dog. Just
but then
very
so can my lab.
Yeah.
That
friendly.
Is so cool. So Oliver, his temperament, how long have you had him in your home, first of all?
Amy, when did we... Early
it was the weekend. It was the weekend before Thanksgiving. My dad and I drove and met John halfway between Wichita, Kansas, and Utah, and exchanged him then. Yeah, it was the weekend. It was a Saturday before Thanksgiving.
So Oliver has made it through the holidays in his new home.
Yes, he actually came with me. He came with me cross country to visit my parents in Connecticut.
Wow, road trip.
Yep. Stayed at hotel rooms all across the country. He was flawlessly behaved. He did very well.
Neat. That's so cool. So did he ever actually spend any time at the Best Friend Sanctuary, or did he go right to your place? It sounds like right to your place.
He did come right to my place. I am an employee of Best Friends, but he's kind of my outside project. I took Oliver on independently. It's kind of, you know, my independent rescue activity.
So he's not a foster. He's going to stay with you.
No, he is. I am considering him a foster right now.
Oh.
Although when I took him on, it was with the understanding that that he was going to stay with me. He was going to learn some things. For instance, he doesn't appear to have ever lived in a house before, so he needs, you know, he needs all that education and house training, and we don't jump up on counters and, you know, things of that nature. So he's going to stay with me and learn some things, and I'm going to get a good idea of who he is, and then I'm going to try to place him, but with the understanding that if that doesn't happen, that he, of course, always has a place with me.
That's fabulous. And as that process moves forward, once you get, you know, whatever training needs to be done in place, if we can help at all, when it is time to perhaps find Oliver his new forever home, you know, Bark Radio will help any way we can, you know, pushing out on Facebook and Twitter and that sort of thing.
Well, thank you very much. It took a network to, you know, it took a huge network of people to kind of save him, and I'm hoping that sort of effort will continue for him and other dogs.
And it does. And I think, Amy, you were so pleasantly surprised. Terry and I have gotten to just know so many people and dogs and great stories, like just this last year. And it seems to be everywhere there are people who are such stone animal lovers that they do reach out. They do help. And I love that little teeny connection between Oliver and Caesar, because they're just two great stories of pits overcoming horrible odds and just having great lives.
Well, the story of Caesar really made me fall in love with pit bulls. I mean, I was contemplating driving to Texas just so I could hug the dog.
We get that.
Or I could stand, you know. And so every time I saw a pit bull, I went up to it. You know, I guess I have no caution whatsoever. But Oliver, he was such a love, and as he grew stronger, put more weight on, he got out a couple times, and it was a miracle. Some things, it was funny, one time, this is right before John and I got in contact, but he got out, and he was found, because I put a tag on him, he was found by a woman that, of course, does rescue, of all the people that found him and brought him back to me. And
I'll tell you, there's somebody up there looking out for these dogs, you know?
I'm telling you. And every pit bull rescue, I think I contacted everyone I've ever heard of, and everyone's always full. And I just felt very, I didn't know what to do. And when John came around, it was just like an answer to prayer to me. Yeah, so, and then I'm afraid to find any more because I don't think I'm going to find another John. So
you never know, though. And
I tell you,
one of the things that we love so much are these success stories. These dogs, because of social media and everything that's going on the internet, they're ambassadors for the whole breed, for all pit bulls. And more and more people are understanding because of their stories, these are great dogs. They've just gotten a horrible rap.
And Oliver seems to have come out of, judging by, you know, when he was found, he was desperately underweight, he was injured, he's got scars all over his body. He comes from a bad situation, but that doesn't make him a bad dog. He's a fantastic dog. He's really, he's been a pleasure.
That's what blows my mind, because Caesar's story is the same. He was used as a bait dog, and he's the first pit I got to know intimately, and it's because of Bark Radio, and at least the first bait dog, certainly. And it's the same thing with him. I could see it in his face in the stills and in the videos that he had this sweetness of soul. No matter how he'd been treated, he still loved people, and he loved other dogs. They're amazing what they can go through and come out the other end and still be great.
Yes.
We love our pit bulls. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I just another great story. And what I'd like to do is, in like 6 or 8 months, follow up with both of you again, catch up with Oliver, find out where he's at, how he's doing, and kind of make this a continuing segment like we have done with Caesar, because it's just amazing, you know, as the months go by, the changes and the evolution that the dog goes through from, you know, where he came from to where he's very comfortable in his own being.
Absolutely. I think that would be great.
And I just one thing I forgot to ask you guys, how old do we think Oliver is?
My vets here think about 2.
Okay.
Amy, you think that?
Yeah, I think that's what, yeah, that's, yes.
Yeah,
So he's got a nice long life of just having a wonderful life ahead of him.
Oh, yeah, he's a young man, and he is very smart and very trainable, and he's got great stuff ahead of him.
All right.
That's very cool. Well, Amy and John, I appreciate you guys joining us this week. And you know, feel free to reach out to us and keep us updated with Oliver and progress and pictures. We love it. We post it up on our website.
Oh, thank you. It's been such a wonderful journey.
And thank you guys very much. Thank you for supporting us.
Have a great day, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.